In these days of technopop and hip-hop, it's easy to forget the joys of true, hard-driving rock and roll. Music about lost dreams and star-crossed love, about working hard and longing for the weekend. For rock and roll fans in Pittsburgh, Joe Krusecki and his band The House Rockers have personified that kind of music for three decades. Krusecki's latest album, titled A Good Life, delivers another dose, including this dark love song, Code of Silence.
There's a code of silence, and we don't dare speak.
Joe Krusecki joins us from the studios of station WYEP in Pittsburgh. Welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Great.
You wrote this song with Bruce Springsteen, and he sings it with you on this album. How did it come about that you wrote it together?
Bruce and I did an album together in 1995 called American Babylon that he produced. And during the course of that project, we struck up a songwriting partnership also. So we've written some songs over the years. Most of them have been on my records, but Bruce recorded A Code of Silence on a record called Essentials. He put it out as a bonus track, and it won a Grammy for Best Rock Performance for
That
for
must
Bruce.
Have been a thrill for you as well as him.
Well, sure, you know. I mean, anytime you can work with a guy like Bruce Springsteen, you know, when we're just the little guys here in Pittsburgh, it's a big thrill, you know.
You know, it's hard to read a review of your music without running across a comparison to Springsteen. You know,
well, it's sort of a double-edged sword. You know, he cast a big shadow, but you know, I had quite a career going before Bruce, and he worked with one of the best. And I think that says something about your talent, also.
You know, the reviewers inevitably wonder why he became a megastar and why you never quite broke through nationally. Why do you think that was?
Well, you know, to break through nationally, you have to have everything firing, all cylinders firing at the same time. You know, you have to have the management, the song, the hit record, the video. You know, we tell you what our career was like when MTV first approached us about videos. We said, nah, we don't want to do a video, you know.
So that's, big mistake.
That shows our business acumen.
You seem to be dealing with your fate, maybe embracing it, actually, coming to terms with being a 50-something rocker in this album on a number of songs, including one titled A Good Life. Let's listen to that right now.
All right.
I got two kids, a good dog and a lucky head, an old house, a fast car, but I don't go very far. I got a beautiful wife and I'm leading a good life.
Now, the next cut on the album deals with the same subject, but the tone is a lot darker. It's a cut called Beauty Fades.
Right. Well, it's not meant to be a dark song. It's meant to embrace and love the things that last, you know, not the momentary. Because after a while, all the shine wears off everything, you know, and it's looking underneath to find out what's really important.
And you've got your guitar there. Would you mind playing it for us?
Love to. Beauty fades, dreams disappear. Ah, the noise makes it hard to hear. Children grow, say goodbye. All that's left is you and I. That's okay. It's all right. It's just life.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
There's a lot of talk about getting old on this album. How do you feel about that?
Because I am getting old. I think, you know, if you become more comfortable with who you are and you feel more comfortable in your skin and you feel like you've accomplished something, and for me, a big turning point was having kids. and they're getting older now. My son is following in my footsteps. He plays acoustic guitar on Code of Silence. And, you know, having him around is real inspiration. And you know, I'm still blessed to be able to play my music and make records, even though, you know, I never did make the big paydays, like a lot of people always say, oh, you never made it big. I made it big to me when I, you know, I recorded my first record.
Let me ask you about one other song on this album that is very powerful. It's called Safe at Home. Tell us a little bit about that.
Safe at Home is a, you know, father's plea that his son makes at home safe. That's in my case, it could be a daughter, it could be anyone, it could be, you know, a person returning home from Iraq safely or Afghanistan. You know, for any loved ones stepping out from that safe haven, you know, there's always a prayer that they make it home safely.
Father, can you hear me? Mother Mary, full of grace, stand beside him and protect him. Won't you please help keep him safe?
You know, we talked about getting old. You talk a lot about getting old on this album, and I can't help but mention the cover to the CD. There's a full frontal picture of your beautiful guild guitar there.
Yeah.
And then there's the back of you.
Well, the thought behind it, the guild looked better than I do. Looks better than I do. So I thought it conveyed the idea of the record, that, you know, to be at peace with yourself, and it is a good life, and be thankful for what you have. I mean, that's sort of the themes of the record. Hold the ones you love near.
Joe Grushecki's new CD is titled A Good Life. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
More of Joe Grushecki's music is at npr.org.